Good morning and welcome everyone to Spirit Mornings here on the Spirit Catholic Radio Network. Bruce McGregor along with
Chris McGregor.
And today, Chris, a real treat to have with us Jeff Cavins. He's the director of the Archbishop Harry J. Flynn Catechetical Institute based in St. Paul in my home state of Minnesota. Jeff, of course, many of you will know, the founding host of EWTN's Life on the Rock, recognized nationally and internationally as a very enthusiastic public speaker with a deep love for Christ. Over the past years, Jeff has been dedicating his life to developing the Great Adventure, the very useful and practical interactive Bible study that enables everyone to understand the chronological flow of the Scriptures. Jeff received an MA in theology from Franciscan University in Steubenville, Ohio, and he joins us here this morning. Jeff, good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning. It's good to be with both of you.
Jeff, you are with thousands of people every weekend here on Spirit Catholic Radio with the Great Adventure Bible Timeline series that we're running. And I have to tell you, I don't think we've ever had a more enthusiastic response to this tremendous teaching of Scripture than we have with your show.
I'm glad to hear that. You know that the Word of God has a way of capturing hearts, and if we will present it in such a way that you can do it, then people have a tendency to pass it on.
You bet.
They certainly do. And one of the things that we wanted to talk to you about today is a special Bible conference that'll be taking place in Denver this coming summer. That it's never too early to sign up for important conferences like this, is it?
No, it's not. You know, in fact, we're anticipating that the conference is going to sell out as it did last year. And so all of you who are listening to KVSS, you're getting the early bird special here. And that is that we do have a National Catholic Bible Conference in July in Denver, Colorado. And we're really excited about it. It's going to be a number of nationally known speakers who are going to be presenting this year. And our theme this year is called Scripture and God's Plan for Your Life. And I know that so many people today, Bruce and Chris, are desperately looking for a plan for their life, whether it's marriage or raising their kids or their financial situation or just their emotional health. People are constantly looking for a plan, as evidenced by the popularity of shows like Oprah and Dr. Phil and Ellen. And while I don't want to speak in a negative way about all these shows out there, I got to tell you, that's not God's plan for your life.
Mm-hmm.
God does have a plan for your life, and it's in the Scriptures, and that's what we're going to be sharing with people this July.
Well, the great gift that you've given us, Jeff, especially as the creator of the Great Adventure Bible Study System, I mean, all the different Scripture studies you've been able to develop from that, is this really great love that God has for us and poured out to us in salvation history as chronicled through the study of Scripture.
Right. The way that we present the Bible is we present it as a story or as a plan. The way that the Bible is put together in present form, when people pick it up and try to read from cover to cover, they're simply not going to get the story. In fact, it would be very, very difficult to get the story. And the reason being is that it's not organized like a story. It is organized by types of literature. So you have historical books all stitched together. You have prophetic books stitched together. And you have poetry and wisdom books all stitched together. It's really up to the individual reader to know how to take those 73 books and put them in an order that makes sense. And that's the first thing that we do in the Great Adventure Bible Studies, is we help people understand the basic storyline of God's plan. And then you learn which book in where into 12 periods. And we divide the whole story up into 12 periods, and it's color-coded. So it's actually a lot of fun to figure it out, and once you figure it out, which really only takes a day, then you are off to the races as far as studying and burying God's Word deep in your heart and then doing His Word, and then you will see the transformation in your life.
Yeah, the other great thing with this too, Jeff, of course, is the fact that there's also a timeline that lays out the actual historical period. In other words, what's going on around in the world at the time of each of these scriptures from the Bible.
That's an important point, Bruce, that you bring up, and that is that the Bible didn't take place in a vacuum. There are certain stories in the Bible that obviously are stories that it's a poetic way of describing an event, but there's an awful lot in the Bible that took place on earth in real time with real people. And there were other things happening in the world, you know, at that time. So as you look at salvation history on our Bible timeline chart, you will notice, for example, that during the divided kingdom, when Israel in 930 BC divides into two nations, Israel and Judah, during that time, the first Olympic Games start in 776, mm-hmm. and the founding of Rome starts during that time. And so there's real history happening around the events of the Bible.
Do you ever get tired of it, Jeff? I mean, really, the enthusiasm I always hear in your voice, I mean, can you ever get tired of Scripture?
I never have. You know that when I first got a hold of my first Bible, I was 18 years old when I really started reading. The very first time that I read the Bible was on my confirmation night as a young boy. And I read the Bible. I really enjoyed it, but I didn't think that I could really understand it. So I came up with a plan, and that plan would be to read once a night. And I thought, well, if I read one verse a night, I'll get through this thing by the time I'm old. Well, that lasted for about a week or two. And then when I was 18, I had a powerful conversion experience, and I got a hold of the Bible. And I remember saying to my wife, who was just a friend back then, Emily, and to my parents, I said, I just have this feeling deep down in my heart that this is why I was put on earth. Mm-hmm. I was put on earth to teach God's word. And no, I've never lost my enthusiasm. Oh, I have those times when I don't feel like studying or you go through kind of a dry period in your spiritual life. But for the most part, no, I've never lost it. And I all of the seminars that I give them with all of my heart, because there is nothing in life more exciting than God's love letter to us.
Jeff, you have been on the crest of a wave that has really taken hold in this great sea of Scripture study, especially in the life of the Roman Catholic Church in America. I mean, you, along with Scott Hahn and so many others who have just revitalized for many of us that study of Scripture from the heart of the Church. Has it been a remarkable thing for you to watch as the crowds get bigger and bigger and the response is even more and more enthusiastic?
It is. It's humbling also, you know, to realize what God is doing at this time, and that we happen to be at the crest of this wave that's taking place right now. I'm humbled, and I'm also at times surprised at the breadth of coverage that these studies are getting in terms of the number of studies around the world. We're in almost 3,500 parishes in the United States with our studies. And I was in Israel in January, and I was standing in Capernaum, and I overheard this priest from Indonesia say, I heard that Jeff is here. Jeff Cavins is here. And I turned around, and I said, yes. And I said to him, I'm Jeff. And he said, oh, I heard you were in the country. He said, we're starting your Bible studies all over Indonesia. Mm. Wow. And so it is amazing, but you know, the key to this is not—it's not me, and it's not those that I'm working with necessarily. Although the people that I'm working with are very, very important to this whole thing. It's the everyday people all over the world who are taking the studies and organizing them in their parish, and they're the ones that meet at night for their core team meetings, and they're organizing, and they're the ones that are doing the work out there, and they're the ones that are cooperating with the Holy Spirit. You know that Jesus is building his temple out of living stones, and there are thousands upon thousands of people who are hungry for his word, and we're all working together, and that's what you are seeing, is you're seeing the collective work of the body.
Yeah.
Oh, Jeff, Bruce and I are once again entering into the Great Adventure Bible timeline from the beginning. This is the second time we've done it, and I find it remarkable that even in the second time, I'm picking up stuff that I didn't catch the first, or it's reinforcing what we did before. And there's an enthusiasm after every single session, like, wow. And I've seen that in the face of every person I know that's doing that.
Mm-hmm.
That's exciting. And that's the power of God's Word to transform our lives. You know, I had a lady come up to me one time. She was about 85 years old. And she came up to me on one of our weekend seminars, and she said, with tears literally running down her cheeks, she said, I have been waiting over 60 years for somebody to show me how to read this.
Wow.
And she said, now I can read it. And she was so excited.
Right.
And that, you know, speaking of those weekend seminars, we're actually going to be coming to Omaha.
That's right.
You probably knew that. Next month, April.
I did. You want me to fill them in on everything?
Oh, sure.
All right, here we go. Yeah, it'll be Matthew, the King and His Kingdom, of course, presented by Jeff Cavins. This will be on April 17th at St. Stephen the Martyr Parish at 167th and Q. Registration begins at 8:30 in the morning. The seminar goes from 9 until 4. There'll be confessions from 4 until 5. And everything chased down as it should be appropriately with celebration of the Mass at 5 p.m. Information on that, pekennedy@archomaha.org. That's how you can register. And again, we do want to encourage people to sign up early as seating is limited. Now, that's for the Saturday seminar. The previous night, Friday night, Jeff is going to come in and tell his conversion story at Holy Cross Church at 48th and Woolworth. This one is sponsored by the member couples of Legatus of Omaha. And that'll be from 7:30 to 9 again, Friday night, April 16th, Jeff's conversion story at Holy Cross, 48th and Woolworth. And then the Matthew in a Day seminar the following day, April 17th, at St. Stephen the Martyr Parish, also in Omaha.
That's right. I'm excited to come. I always enjoy coming to Omaha and meeting the good people of Omaha. Matthew in a Day is going to be exciting. We take one day and we go through the whole gospel. And we really are going to take a close look at not only what Jesus taught, but how he taught as a rabbi in the first century, and how he introduced his kingdom on earth, which involves the Queen Mother, it involves the Pope, the Prime Minister, the sacraments. It's really going to be a fun day.
I can't wait. Yeah. I just... The thing, Jeff, that you do so beautifully for so many of us, and I think maybe this is what that 80-year-old woman was talking to you about, is that when you present Scripture to us, it's through the heart of the church that compiled that canon for us to be able to learn and to grow in that depth of love. And every time you speak, it's just chock full of aha moments, like, I knew that, but I didn't know I knew that. And you help break that open.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate it. And I appreciate the work that you wonderful people are doing, too. You know, the Catholic radio today is incredible, and how many people you are reaching with the gospel. And it's such a beautiful tool because you can sit there in radio, and you can reach deep into the heart of someone who's alone or going through a crisis in their life, and you can bring hope and encouragement to them. So when you bring radio together with Bible teaching, you know, we've got a wonderful tool that God can use to touch lives.
Right, and of course, you know all about radio, of course, having hosted Morning Air for a number of years out of the Twin Cities area, and we're thankful for the time you put in there before Chris and I started our morning show here, and shortly after you left. That was a wonderful, wonderful program, and of course, the reason for leaving was to go do what you're doing now.
Right, yeah, just felt that tug in my heart that I really have to get these Bible studies launched, and I hope to return to radio sometime. I love it with all of my heart. I love radio, and I think it's a wonderful medium.
Yeah. Well, you're very present on this radio station, I'll tell you. We're, as we said before, we began running the very first in the installment, the Great Adventure Bible Timeline, as something that the entire area can participate in. And Bruce, why don't you fill them in on the size of this radio station?
Right. We are now the Spirit Catholic Radio Network. We have frequencies at 102.7 FM that covers Omaha, Council Bluffs, and Lincoln, 98.3 FM in Norfolk. We just launched the end of December a brand new station at 91.5 FM in Grand Island. And it affords us the opportunity. There's about 1.1, 1.2 million souls that we can reach now. And the program runs Friday nights at 8 p.m., Saturday mornings at 7, and Sunday nights at 7.
And we're hearing from a lot of our Protestant brothers and sisters, their enthusiasm for the Scripture study. What's it been like for you to encounter those who are not in full communion with the church yet, but are coming there through Scripture?
Well, that is something that is a real blessing in my life, and that is to be able to share Scripture with my Protestant brothers and sisters. You know that Bible study is not a matter of who's right and who's wrong and who's got more wisdom and who doesn't. That's not what Bible study is all about. Bible study is all of us approaching God's Word with the eyes of a bride, the eyes of a bride that wants to hear from the bridegroom. And we as Catholics certainly do believe that we have the fullness, not that we, because of us, have fullness, but that the church itself has always had the fullness of faith. And so we eagerly invite our brothers and sisters from denominational churches to join us and to see the fruit and the beauty of God's Word as it is studied within the tradition of the church that goes back over 2,000 years. I do know from a Protestant perspective what Catholicism looks like to many of our Protestant brothers and sisters, and they have a tendency to think that, you know, we're Bible readers and we don't know the Bible, and there certainly is some evidence in their lives that you know, they've run across some Catholics who didn't know the Bible very well. But I must say that historically the Catholics have enriched Scripture and knowing the plan of salvation. And certainly today we're seeing this revival take place of Catholics that are getting a hold of God's Word within the tradition of the Church, and they're yielding tremendous fruit. And that's what we want to invite our Protestant brothers and sisters to join us in a study and to investigate God's Word together.
Mm-hmm. Well, we mentioned the first in the series, the Great Adventure Bible Timeline, but the other Great Adventure series that you've developed, like Matthew and the others, it has just been tremendous. How could you not enjoy this, especially given where your heart's at right now?
I really enjoy it. You know, I wake up every morning without fail. The very first thing that I say as my legs swing out of the bed to hit the floor, the very first thing I say is, "Let's go, Jesus," because I really think that my life is a great adventure, and your life and Bruce's life is a great adventure, and God has called us to walk with him on a daily basis. And so when I get up, it's not, "Oh, no, here we go again," but it's, "Let's go, yeah. Let's go," and that Jesus is going to walk with us today, and he's going to continue his work just like he did in the New Testament. We're not just a religion where we sit back and study the past. We're a religion that gets active with the present. And we have our minds on the future, the goal, the beatific vision, to be with God forever and ever. And so every day is a part of that adventure. Mm-hmm.
It must be exciting for you as well to have a Holy Father in Rome now who is such a biblical theologian and who does that study and that breaking that open for us literally on his knees in prayer. I mean, it's everything you're being led on.
It is exciting, isn't it? And we had John Paul II, a great philosopher, and now a great biblical theologian, and it just seems that God is really in control of this church, and he is giving us what we need right now, which is this new springtime in Bible study. And speaking of that, you know, it was September of 2005 that Pope Benedict said that he was calling people to Lectio Divina, which is the holy reading in prayer of God's Word. And it's an ancient art that was started by Guido the Carthusian, where he introduced people to this idea of praying the Scriptures through a reading of the Bible, a meditating of the Bible, praying the Scripture, and then contemplating those four steps. And Pope Benedict said, "I think that this is the key to the new springtime, with Catholics would begin not only to study, but start praying the Scriptures in their daily life."
Yeah, you bet. So, Jeff, moving forward, quite a number of series already for all the Scriptures, in addition to the original Bible Timeline and Matthew, Acts of the Apostles. You've got a bunch of them going. Are you going to go through the whole Bible, or are there other projects you're working on?
Well, the answer is yes and yes.
Okay.
We do plan on through the whole Bible, and we have a plan that we are every year executing and developing new studies. We have Psalms that was just released, and next year we have a new study coming out. We're dividing our studies into what we would call Bible studies and thematic studies. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be introducing a couple of thematic studies. One of them is Dr. Ted Sree, and he's going to be doing a study on the Mass, the biblical basis for the Mass. And so we'll take 10 weeks to walk through the Mass, and we'll just know the Mass so well, but we'll know the biblical roots of the Mass.
Wow.
Something that people participate in every week. And I'm developing a couple of other thematic studies, and we're looking at our next books that we're going to be putting out. We're working on Genesis and a couple of other books. So yeah, we're going to do both. And we're also actively involved in raising up leaders right now around the country. Our website, Great Adventure Online, is really, really being developed to take care of leaders and those who are studying around the country. So we have a whole leadership portal on our website where we will give leaders extra information, encouragement. We have live conferencing and discussions online to train leaders. So we're really using the internet to go the next step.
Wonderful. And again, we just want to reiterate here, we heard Dr. Ed Schrie's name come up. He's been a frequent guest with us here on Spirit Mornings as well. He'll be a part of this wonderful conference coming up in Denver, July 16th and 17th. That's at St. Thomas More Catholic Church. Jeff Cavins, along with Dr. Tim Gray, Dr. Ed Schrie, Curtis Martin, Thomas Smith, and many, many more.
Well, and Archbishop Chaput.
Yeah. CatholicBibleConference.com is a website where you can check out all the information on that, CatholicBibleConference.com. And, of course, Jeff will be here in the Omaha area April 16th and 17th. He will be speaking Friday night on his conversion story at Holy Cross Parish at 48th and Woolworth. That starts at 7:30. That's free, by the way, sponsored by the member couples of Legatus of Omaha. And then Jeff will be presenting the Matthew in a Day seminar the following day, Saturday, April 17th, at St. Stephen the Martyr Catholic Church, 168th and Q, also in Omaha. The seminar running from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m., confessions after that, followed by the Mass. And that will be on Matthew, the King and His Kingdom.
I can't imagine a day going by quicker
than
being able to actually be with you, Jeff, as there just this wonderful exploration, a quick one in a day on Matthew. But then again, that's the idea of the series, because what we hear in a day is just the beginning, isn't it?
It is. It really is. These day seminars that we do, which Dr. Ted Three and Dr. Tim Gray and Thomas Smith and myself, we all do these day-long seminars. We do the Bible, Matthew, Acts in a day, Revelation in a day, Exodus in a day, 1 Corinthians in a day, and they're all just a taste of a larger study that parishes can go through.
Wonderful.
Yeah, it is exciting how the Great Adventure Timeline series is set up so that lay people can be leaders. And their enthusiasm is contagious as well, because gosh, I don't know, Jeff, maybe you were a part of that era when I originally started Bible studies in a university system. And unfortunately, at the end of the study, it was almost as though everything was dissected so completely, it just kind of left our beloved scriptures dead as a cadaver on a slab. And what you do is you really, through that beautiful gift of church teaching, infiltrating, you help breathe the life back into it.
So that's what's coming out of our whole team, and I think that our whole team has been changed by God's Word, and so you're seeing the fruit of changed lives.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, Jeff, again, we're looking so much forward to your visit to the area, but also to hear you, well, again this weekend on the airwaves at KVSS, at Spirit Catholic Radio, in the Great Adventure Bible Timeline.
That's right. That runs Fridays at 8 p.m., Saturdays at 7 a.m., and Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. So three opportunities to hear each week. Weeks one and two have been run so far, and we started running this appropriately, I think, at the beginning of Lent. Always a good time, isn't it, Jeff, in the Lenten season for people to really, really get acquainted with the Bible.
It is, because getting acquainted with the Bible is getting acquainted with Christ, and that's what Lent is all about, is preparing our own hearts. And there's no better way to do it than to get into God's Word.
Yeah, amen. I've been talking this morning with Jeff Cavins. Again, Jeff will be in Omaha April 16th and 17th, Friday night, at Holy Cross Church, starting at 7:30. The Matthew in a Day seminar at St. Stephen the Martyr. And you want to register for that, you can contact Peter Kennedy at pekennedy@archomaha.org.
And it's never too late to pick up the great materials and study materials for the Great Bible Timeline at ascensionpress.com, or to go to any of the Catholic bookstores in town. I mean, they have huge sections of all your material. Just praise God.
Fantastic. Well, thank you, Bruce and Chris, for your work.
You bet, Jeff. We're deeply appreciative. As we conclude our all-too-brief time together, a final thought or observation you might offer the folks.
Well, I would just say that if you're looking for that plan for your life, and you have that hunger and that desire to make sense out of your life, then it is in God's Word. And it's there in a way that you can understand. We just have to study. We have to study together. And if you're thinking about whether you should or not, whether you know enough or not, don't worry about it. The The Bible studies are geared towards the beginner and will take you all the way to more of an advanced study. So the important point is begin. Begin the great adventure today. This could be a major change in your life, reorienting you if you feel disoriented in life.
Great.
Amen. Appreciate it, Jeff.
Thanks,
again,
Jeff.
We do want to remind folks, too, in Centennial, Colorado, coming up July 16th and 17th, Scripture and God's Plan for Your Life, a two-day conference. Registration is currently being taken, and because we're early on the cusp here, if you get in before May 1st, there's a discounted rate for those, and you can find that information, too, at Catholic Bible Conference. That's CatholicBibleConference.com. Again, Jeff Cavins joining us this morning. Jeff, God bless you, and thanks for being with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you, and you have a great day.